I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Opera Theater presents Richard Strauss's Der Rosenkavalier. It's a comedy. It's a bittersweet story of young love and growing old. And our guests are current IU student Paulina Linasari and recent grad Heather Youngfist. Now, you two both have impressive resumes. You're singing the role of the Marshalin, the sadder and wiser, not really very much older woman. Paulina, your name is spelled with two I's in a row, and that seems to pose a question. Where are you from?
I am from Helsinki, Finland.
Uh-huh. And you've done a lot of singing in Europe, actually.
I've done singing mostly in the Finnish National Opera.
Mm-hmm.
I had a scholarship there for two seasons, starting from 2008.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've done a summer opera studio in Weimar, and now I'm here.
Indeed. And Heather, now, Youngfist, a bit of an unusual name also. You're from?
Well, I'm from Iowa. My great-grandfather came over from Sweden. Youngquist, in its original form, actually means a branch of Heather, and my dad purposely named me Heather, so I would always carry Youngquist with me.
And you're a recent IU graduate, actually.
I am. I just left last May, based in Chicago now, totally enthusiastic about coming down and being a part of this historic performance of Der Rosenkavalier.
The word more keeps cropping up in descriptions of Der Rosenkavalier. More cast members, more complex orchestral and vocal scoring, more music and stage rehearsals, and at 4 hours plus, just more. What's the more about the role of the Marshalin, Paulina?
It's a mixture of lightness and darker emotions about probably being lonely. Marshalin's husband isn't at home a lot, so she takes a lover. And that, for one, is a pretty tough choice,
mm-hmm.
although it probably was pretty usual at the time. For me, I think the challenge is the lightness of the first act. And then after all this comedy, there's a lot of things happening and Marshalin is not involved. And then she comes in the third act and she has to be in command and just kind of pull the strings together and let go of her lover.
Heather, Paulina talks about the difference between the opening and the third act. And indeed, in that opening, let's see, we've got spies, we've got cross-dressing, we've got the boorish qualities of Baron Ox. How do you feel about those two contrasting sections?
I think she brings up a good point. I think the Marshalin can be portrayed in a variety of ways. She can be quite depressed, and really the whole show for her can be rather a tragedy. But I think, too, that there has to be a lightness because she does go on. And this is a comedy, after all. She makes some tough decisions, but I think she finds peace with herself. And I think we can trust that her life will go on and she'll find a new way of being that can satisfy her and keep her going.
The two sopranos who play the role of the Marshalin in the upcoming production of Der Rosenkavalier, Paulina Linasari and Heather Youngfist. The IU Opera Theater production will be conducted by David Efron. Stage direction is by Vincent Liotta. The set design guest, William Forrester. Costumes, by the way, are by the IU Department of Theater and Drama's Linda Pisano. Showtime is an hour earlier than usual, 7 o'clock on February 24th and 25th, and March 2nd and 3rd. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.